The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with members of the team that works with energy conservation at Chatham Park.
I am very excited about our guest today. Chuck and I are joined today by Jamie Hager. Both have contributed immensely to our sustainable story, but in very different ways. Chuck, will you start, give a brief introduction of what you do with the project?
My name is Chuck Smith. I've been with Preston Development Company the last 10 years or so. I'm registered as a landscape architect for the last 40 years in this region and have been involved in the development of this region. And right now my responsibility with Chatham Park is leading the planning and development side of the things that we're doing.
Jamie Hager, and I'm with Southern Energy Management, and we are a building science and solar energy firm based in the Triangle in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I've been with the company about 17 years now, and my role is to work directly with builders and developers on establishing programs that improve energy efficiency and health of residential homes.
So, Chuck, this episode is a little fun, unique. And we've discussed in the past opportunities and obligations that come with developing a large-scale master plan. And today's topics fall into that category. There are things that are optional that we probably couldn't be doing if we weren't doing such a large project like Chatham Park. So give us a few other examples that are happening at Chatham Park.
As you mentioned, we are a large project. We didn't really understand what that meant until we got into the middle of it. If we're not the largest, we're one of the two or three largest in the east of the Mississippi of projects, that development projects going on. I've said this in other situations, that there's a responsibility that goes along with that I don't think we understood at the beginning. The impact that we're having on this, on really the town of Pittsburgh, but certainly Chatham County. We like to think we're doing good things, but change is difficult for people. And a lot of people living in Chatham County went there to specifically get away from development.
Jamie and I have worked together 5+ years to come up with what we call the Chatham Park EcoSelect Plus program. And it is a program that measures sustainability and energy conservation for each individual house. You basically put this program together for us. You implement this program for us. You do the scoring and testing. A third-party company, it is not Chatham Park or Preston Development Company in any way looking or touching the scoring. You score, you're keeping track on a community basis. I'm happy to say that we just got our year-end report, which is cumulative for 2021 and 22. And we have some pretty fun things to share today with everybody. But let's back up and talk a little bit about how you implement the system and exactly what it measures.
This is new to most people, although I think in the 17 years that I've been with Southern Energy Management, energy efficiency is at least starting to creep into the nomenclature for a new construction. When we met, we started talking about what does the building code require in North Carolina, and then what do we know about housing? Is the building code enough? Or are there things that can be done that can measurably improve the energy efficiency without drastically changing the construction process? So we like to call that low-hanging fruit. And it turns out we have a lot of that, actually, in North Carolina. The energy code does continue to get tougher. It can help with efficiency. A lot of people seem to think green building and energy efficiency strategies cost a lot of money. And one of the things we've accomplished, particularly in Chatham Park, is a set of measures that are just smart and that fill this gap that the building code doesn't really have for houses. A lot of it has to do with correctly installed insulation, smarter air sealing details of the building envelope. High performance heating and cooling systems fit in there, but not all of the homes go for the most expensive systems. And that's really important for people to understand, is a lot of what you don't see behind the walls is really what helps create a more comfortable, more energy efficient home. So that's why we created a program, was we actually listed all of these things that happen before sheetrock even goes up. And what we do as a home energy rater, third-party inspection process, is we go into every single home before it goes into sheetrock and check off the list, making sure it does look correct.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.